The town of Guadalupe is wedged between Interstate 10 and the city of Tempe. If you've never actually visited, it's certain you've zoomed past it. As we continue our Untold Arizona series, KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie actually takes us to Guadalupe and sends us this report.
Guadalupe is tiny, less than a square mile, but it's probably best known for Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church, a smallish white adobe building not too far from the bustling I-10. But this story isn't about that church. This story is about the community, their history, and their future. Valerie Molina is Guadalupe's mayor. On this day, she's at the Mercado de Guadalupe, which is like the town square, to celebrate Navidad in Guadalupe. She says Navidad in Guadalupe has been happening since she was a little girl. But this is only the third time the town has partnered with the Pascuayaki tribe. Molina says about half of the 6,700 residents or so are members of the tribe. The other half identify as Hispanic of Mexican descent. However, Molina and many others identify as both.
You know, myself, I'm half and half. My father is a member of the Pascuayaki tribe, so am I. And my mom is Mexicana, so I have best of both worlds.
Worlds that she says are very similar in some ways and very different in other ways, like how life events are celebrated, such as a wedding or funeral.
And we all commingle together. You know, a lot of people think, oh, Guadalupe is a reservation, but we're not. You know, Guadalupe is actually just a regular municipality like everybody else.
Like Tempe, like Chandler,
like Phoenix.
But that wasn't always so. Antonia Campoy is a Pascuayaki tribal council member. She grew up in Guadalupe.
Well, since I was a little girl, we used to go out to outhouses. The streets were dirt, and our backyard was South Mountain.
That was before the freeway came through, she says. But Guadalupe's history goes back more than 100 years.
Oh, yes. Guadalupe was actually started by the Yaqui people. We were granted 40 acres by President Woodrow Wilson.
That was in 1914, but the original Salt River Valley Yaqui community was formed in 1904. Though the Yaquis had been in the area even before that, according to Leah Glazer, a history professor at Central Connecticut State University. She wrote her thesis about Guadalupe and the Yaqui people when she was a graduate student at ASU. So back to those 40 acres. Despite having a presence in Arizona, the tribe did not have a permanent settlement.
So this is all mixed up with, you know, Phoenix getting the Roosevelt Dam and irrigation. And the Kent Decree came out, which was a way of establishing what lands were going to be part of the land that was going to be irrigated through Roosevelt Dam.
And the section of land that is now Guadalupe was not.
Therefore, unirrigable land in the 19th century and the early 20th century was considered useless land.
Which meant no farming, no way to acquire real wealth, says Glazer, and that has consequences that linger to this day. So let's circle back to Mayor Molina. She and her vice mayor, Ricky Vital, were first elected 4 years ago in one of the biggest elections the town had seen.
I think the community was looking for someone that was not going to be afraid to make the hard choices. And that's what we've been faced with is...
We had a standstill for so long that it was just like, okay, we need a fresher breath of air to come into the town and make the changes that need to happen and not be afraid of backlash from the community.
Still, change can be scary, even if it's necessary.
We hear a lot of, well, that's just how it's been done. But for us, it's like, yes, we understand that's how it's been done, but is it really benefiting us to do it that way? How about we try this way?
Guadalupe is one of Phoenix's poorer areas. In fact, this year, the town's expenses are projected to exceed revenues, according to Guadalupe's town manager. But Molina and Vital are trying to change that by spurring economic development and forming partnerships with organizations like Local First Arizona to teach people how to be entrepreneurs. It's a job that could take years, and it's one reason why Vital, along with Vanessa Bustos, run Luturia, an organization geared toward kids in middle and high school. Bustos says every year Luturia members develop a strategic plan with goals.
This year they have three subcommittees. One is preserving the culture and language, and the other one is the environment, cleanups, beautification. And the third one is family support.
And the hope is these kids will one day step up and pick up where Molina, Vital, and other community members leave off to preserve what makes Guadalupe so special to the people who live here. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.